You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. Write that on your unk, if you will. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405.
What's an unk, Hal?
Don't know what to,
I don't know.
I'll show you where your unk is later. Write it down wherever you know where to write it down. We'll go back to the phones for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Volani.
Well, I have a gripe for you guys.
A gripe?
Yeah, I just got to air some grievances here. You know, it's kind of like from Seinfeld. It's time to air the grievances.
Okay, let's clear the air.
So I've been corrected repeatedly by a token client for calling the pet the wrong sex. And I'm usually very good at this. Occasionally, I will get it wrong, and I will own up to it when I do it wrong. But I didn't. I was like saying, oh, he's so gorgeous.
And was it a she?
It was a male. And I said he was gorgeous. Oh. It was a gorgeous cat.
Yeah, well, gorgeous.
And he took offense
okay.
to that.
What?
Because you didn't say handsome?
I guess so. And then at another point, I had said something else, and I said, we'll be doing this now. And I think it was interpreted as he will be doing. And I just was like, oh, my gosh, some people have such a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I was just really shocked.
Well, gorgeous, I think, really. I mean, if someone said that I was gorgeous, I would say that's a compliment. I would be very flattered. No one's ever said that. But hypothetically, if somebody said that. That would be, I don't think that's gender specific, is it?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
When we're talking about a cat, am I being just the opposite sensitive on this? I mean, if you're seeing a gorgeous, say it's a gorgeous Persian cat, and whether it's male or female, it's an absolutely fine specimen. It is gorgeous.
Well, I don't know. Specimen kind of, it
sounds, well, I wouldn't say that.
Doctor talk.
Dehumanizes, yeah. Or de-animalizes it.
I'm with you, Dr. Debbie.
So someone was just having a bad, they were just having a bad day.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Is anyone else really sensitive about that? Do people call your pets by the wrong sex? And does that get you all worked up? Am I just insensitive to anything? Like, I'll call pets sweetie or honey. And then I've had people say his name or her name is Jasmine. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I just call it as an affectionate term.
Yeah.
I call
I'm
my clients
you.
Their puppies, you know, sweetie pie and stuff. And I think they like it.
They don't tell you his name is Rufus. Please don't call him Sweetie Pie.
No, I think they like the fact that I'm comfortable and call him that.
Okay.
We had a specialist vet who called Parker. She would just call him she. I mean, but this woman is so highly intelligent. You know, I didn't care. I just wanted her diagnostic information.
Sure.
So she was getting it wrong, and you were not offended?
No.
Now, what I do see is if you don't know what sex it is, I do see people say cats are generally female and dogs are male. They'll say that sometimes.
Kids say that, huh?
Kids say it.
Yeah.
Here's a secret. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Doc Halligan on talking about fleas. Her dog, Surfing Jack from the Lucy Pet Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Jack's a girl. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just thought I'd let
Surfing
that.
Jack
Surfing
is
Jack is a girl.
Surfing Jackie.
So when you think about that, I wasn't supposed
I
to
wonder,
say that.
We'll have to ask her if she gets offended.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio list, the five most common and uncommon legal pets. It's May, and that means it's time for more national pet holidays. This time, it's National Pet Month, which is celebrated in May, along with Be Kind to Animals Week, Pet Cancer Awareness, and more wonderful ways to proclaim to the world how much we all really love our pets and care about the issues that impact them. In celebration of National Pet Month, I thought I'd share my personal list of five most common and uncommon pets. For most of us, the most common are probably pretty obvious. Dogs and cats lead the pack when we commonly think of household pets. Cats lead the way in the hearts of many households. It's easy to see why these curious creatures are so beloved. They've taken over the internet, defined a generation of grumpiness, and have the ability to melt a heart with a single stare. Dogs are next, and it probably doesn't surprise anyone since they're man's best friends. They've defined loyalty, adventure, and work faithfully to protect and care for their human guardians. The next three are just as robust: birds, fish, and horses. These three are all found in the wild as well as in homes, so there's a lot to love about these wonderful and diverse creatures. And if those are the five most common, here are five that aren't so common, but are still gaining ground. Now, I'm not advocating them as pets, and in some states, they're illegal to own as pets, so know the laws and your practical capabilities before adopting one. Let's kick it off with capybaras. That's right, related to the guinea pig, these are the world's largest rodent. We've all known someone with a pet rat or mouse. Well, here's the next big thing, literally. Capybaras can grow to 4 feet in length and weigh more than 100 pounds. Bonus points, they love to swim. Next up, pygmy goats. Pygmy goats require less work than regular goats and are much more friendly. These aren't the screaming, crying, or fainting goats that are all the rage on the internet, but these compact and friendly goats are becoming increasingly popular. Now, let's talk sugar gliders. Sugar gliders, where legal, are gaining in popularity as pets because they're clean, self-grooming animals who are very playful and ridiculously cute. And my final two are sure to cause a stink and make a point. Yes, skunks are kept by some as pets, as they can be taught to use a litter box and even bond at an early age with humans. Finally, hedgehogs. Every list should include a hedgehog. Hedgehogs, in the places that they're legal, are growing in popularity because of their low maintenance needs and being gentle and bonding pets. National Pet Month is a celebration of pets from all species and all around the world. Celebrate your pets, common or uncommon, by being the best pet guardian you can be. Share your pet celebrations and stories on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more,